From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Fallout continues from the news that President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has pleaded guilty to charges of lying to the FBI in connection with the ongoing probe into Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election. We get more from VOA's Jim Malone.
Flynn admitted lying to FBI agents about the details of his contacts with the Russian ambassador during the presidential transition period before Donald Trump was inaugurated. The president kept a low profile at the White House in the wake of Flynn's court appearance, stepping before cameras briefly to greet Libya's prime minister. White House lawyer Ty Cobb issued a statement noting that nothing about the plea deal implicates anyone other than Flynn. But Flynn's acknowledgement that he is cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller could spell more trouble down the road for the president, says Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
Bob Mueller must be getting very substantial cooperation from General Flynn if this is the plea agreement.
Throughout the Mueller probe, Trump has insisted there was no collusion between his campaign and the Russians in meddling in the election. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Senate has passed a Republican $1.5 trillion tax bill. The Senate bill and House Representatives version must still be reconciled before the president signs it into law. Republicans say that it will contribute to a vibrant economy. Democrats say it'll exacerbate inequality in the country. Honduras has suspended some constitutional rights and imposed a 10-day curfew in an effort to control protests that have sprung up after last Sunday's disputed presidential election. Authorities report at least one protester has died in the chaos. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.